rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This is an eclectic little music program where I play a wide selection of things that are new and interesting, a lot of the time Canadian, and have been kind of filling up my own playlist throughout the week, and I've got a really, really good lineup of quite a lot of new songs in this particular show, but we're going to start off with two that are a little bit older, but right at the top, at the end of my previous show last week, I promised that I would talk a little bit more about Group Love and their recently released album Big Mess, and so I want to do that and make sure that I get it out of the way. Group Love is definitely a group that I've kind of known about. I've always confused them with Holorado, and they've been one of my could've bands where I really feel like I should enjoy them, but I haven't been able to get into them until now. Big Mess, which dropped on September 9th, is the way that I describe it is if a bunch of hipsters took the music video for Bjork's It's Oh So Quiet and made that into a whole album. That's about what Big Mess is. It is super joyful, super messy, super poppy in a very self-aware way, and I really, really love it. There's some much-needed happiness, even when it's tinged with sort of self-aware acknowledgement that nothing's ever perfect, as we hipsters must do. So I've really been enjoying it. I want you guys to enjoy it, so I'm going to play Good Morning from Big Mess, as well as some Hey Rosetta and Cheers Elephant. Please enjoy here on Particles and Waves.
Okay. Now I
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. My name is Mia. That was a track called Airliner by a group called Cheers Elephant, who are out of Philadelphia, I believe. And I don't know about you, I find it very difficult to resist sort of that clap-along style chorus, which may or may not come up a little bit later in the show. Before that, Gold Teeth by Hey Rosetta from their most recent album, Second Sight. And at the top of the show, Good Morning by Group Love from Big Mess, which is absolutely landing on my top albums of 2016 list. It's just a matter of where. Moving on, I want to play a track from a few years ago, but when I start to put these lists together, I find that there are certain years that always stick out as important, and I'm starting to realize that it's just more of the age I was, because for me personally, the year 2000, like 2007, 2008, when I was just around 18 or 19, there's so much music from back then that still feels just as impactful now as it did back then. I think it's mostly because I was 18 years old, and music kind of, I think it was a YouTuber named Todd in the Shadows who said that music never sounds as good as it does when you're 18 years old, so I'm somewhat inclined to agree. But 2012 is another big sticking year, because it's the first year I started to do radio. And so I was listening, all of a sudden there was this big sweep of, I was consuming new music at a much, much quicker rate than I used to, and I still run up against the amount of new music that I have to listen to versus the natural course of my music listening habits, which is, as with podcasts, to find something and listen to it on repeat until I can't stand it anymore, but I wring every last sort of emotional response out of it that I can. I'm a really big sort of repeat listener, but so all of a sudden I started to listen to way more stuff, and this is around the time that White Rabbits came out with their album Milk Famous, which still remains a favorite of mine. It's got just some really neat little psychedelic moments that really took me by surprise and by storm back then, and they still do now. So this is the opening track to Milk Famous, which is called Heavy Metal. I hope you enjoy it. After that, We Didn't Make It by the Economics, and a track from Yes, We Mystic here on Particles and Waves.
Vancouver Art and Leisure and Sunny Chen of Sad China present Objet d'Arc, an evening of art and music aimed to empower women and femme-identifying individuals in our community. Objet d'Arc features artwork by female artists, including photographers Amik Falad, multidisciplinary artist Mickey Aurora, and emerging artists like Kyla James, Simone Sylvan, and DJ Rachel Fay. Tickets are $5 at the door this Thursday, October 13th, at Vancouver Art and Leisure. Did you know you're an ocean
girl? Did you know you can... I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
spirit in my throat, a spirit for every occasion. The contest of strength in the rain beneath the stairs, transmuting all the faces.
Just heard a track called The Contest of Strength by Yes We Mystic off of their album Forgiver. Before that, We Didn't Make It, the opening track by Economics off of The Wastes, and Heavy Metal by White Rabbits off of Milk Famous. Interesting fact, I wouldn't necessarily call it a fun fact, but a very fascinating one. Economics is the name of a solo artist, Dean Sumach, out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And so he's been making music for a couple of years as Economics. But this album, The Wastes, is he has been summarized by him as the only divorce-themed dance album. And I found a fascinating article on him and on the album that's written by his ex-wife, about whom ostensibly this divorce was based, and this whole album was based. So it's at ominocity.com, and her name is Sheena Greer. So they used to make music together, and they are very clearly, they have a son together. They're at the very least on speaking terms. And yeah, it's a really very interesting look into the reasons why people make music and the emotions that go into it, as opposed to, as a listener, the emotions that often come out of it, which are usually a little more immediate for us, but not always paired one-to-one with how the artist felt when they put that music out in the world. But switching to some, I don't know, good old-fashioned kind of rock stuff, this is Altamita with Black Market Blues here on Particles and Waves.
We'll be right back.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Like
That was Yes, I Know by The Pack AD off of Positive Thinking. They are a really, really cool Vancouver band that you should check out more of. Before that, another cool female-fronted Vancouver band, No Sinner, with All Woman from Old Habits Die Hard, and an Edmonton-based band, Altameda, at the top of that set with Black Market Blues from Dirty Rain, which was released like way earlier this year. Heading into the last 15 minutes. Well, at the top of the show, I kind of mentioned something about Stomp Clap sort of choruses, and yeah, they're coming back in. I can't resist. It's such a great way to inject some energy into your songs, and I've discovered a duo called The Quirks. They're a married duo out of, actually out of Langley, BC, and they have three kids, dogs, you know, day jobs, and they were like, nope, we're going to quit those day jobs and go make amazing folk music, and thus they have. They have a self-titled album out, and the track I'm going to play from that is All Yours. After that, another Canadian artist, Marlena Moore, with In Love Again from her album Gaze, and a little bit more coming up on Particles and Waves.
Pick up your things and walk with me a while. I don't know what to teach about where this road leads, but if we can be together and shout out all the weather, then maybe the road might open wide before us. Brush yourself off, past behind, we're making a break for it, keeping hope in high. If we can do it our way, then the stars will guide our pathways, and maybe the road might open wide before us, and we'll take flight.
So
spending my nights at the bar. Looking for something I'm not really sure. Oh, it hurts me so that I don't know. Every sip that I take only makes me recall I have nothing at all. So I'd really love to be in love again. Yes, I'd really love to be in love again. I have so much love to give.
Welcome back. That was a song called In Love Again by Marlena Moore from her album Gaze. Before that, All Yours by The Quirks, that's K-W-E-R-K-S, off of their self-titled EP. I believe they've also got a self-titled full-length album. And that's going to take me to the end of my show, and even a little bit over. Thank you so much for listening. Radio Freethinker is up next, and I'm going to end with probably one of my favorite songs just ever. I keep feeling like I shouldn't like Ben Folds for some reason, but I haven't really found that reason yet. So this is the Strings version of Landed from The Best Imitation of Myself. Thanks very much for listening to Particles and Waves. We'll be back next week at 2 p.m.
At the bottom, I thought it was my fault, and in a way I guess it was. I'm just now finding out what it was all about. We moved to the West Coast, away from everyone. She never told me that you called.
push me and talk me back down till I believe I was a crazy one.
Let's go GMO edition of Radio Free.